I guess so, that when they got there, they just insisted on it too much, and she went through. I don't think it hurt anything. The overall feeling that I get is that the thing was just too obviously political. The stuff on it that I thought was bad, I thought that Ted Lewis column was bad. But on the other hand, I thought the Baltimore Sun story was very good, and I thought the Herald Tribune story was really good. That is, the story that was written was good. I think somebody in the makeup page, whoever handled the makeup, deliberately jumped the story in such a way that the man reading the front page would have missed the important point that this was purely a political trip. But I thought the guy who wrote the story wrote a pretty good story. And I think the politics on it came through, which is all you really need with a story like that. And I saw, when I saw it on television last night, I watched the Sylvester show at 11, and it seemed to me that just looking at those two congressmen, it was pretty obvious they were on a political junket.
Do you watch him instead of Harkness?
Yes, sir.
Is it better?
Yes, sir, I think so. As commentators, they're probably about equal. But Sylvester has a lot more stuff. He has a... His program runs roughly a half hour, and I get him and Jack Jury and Roger Mudd and that Negro, I can't think of his name right now. But they have a better program, better in the sense of covering more news. And I think that I think they're a little more aggressive, a little more alert than Harkness.
Okay.
Okay, sir.